Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Elias.
What shall we discuss this day, my friend?
Yeah, you tell me. Oh, wow. It's impressive. The last time we spoke, I was sort of making light of the situation that was evolving at that time with the virus. I didn't imagine it would get quite this intense, actually. I mean, I didn't know it was going to get biblical.
Quite a revelation, is it not?
I mean, we knew these things were coming. I had a sense that we were lining up for things of this magnitude and more. But I didn't realize it was happening now so quickly.
And now you do.
Now I'm ready for just anything. Anything goes, quite frankly. The gates are open. Well, let's talk about this virus a little bit. I experienced it. Sandra verified with you the morning the symptoms got obvious. What was interesting to me to notice for myself was my own stance and my own perception of this when it occurred, because in contrast to my tendency previously to automatically perceive a health challenge as something bad, I didn't. I went right into acceptance, and it was very interesting for me to notice that I was not interfacing with this in a good or bad manner. It was just it is what it is, and I wouldn't go so far as to say I welcomed it, but I almost did, you know?
I understand. And I would say that actually there were many people that have experienced the virus itself in a very similar capacity.
I was aware. What was also interesting for me to notice at this point, with the kind of sensitivity, I guess we could say, that I've developed over the years, I was aware of I was it was like I was being visited. I could feel the identity. The other kinds of health challenges that I've experienced over time, namely with the digestive system, I never had that impression. I never had that impression of an outside agent, say, visiting me or coming into me. Which I know we can also say, well, there is no other and all that, but just speaking from a more conventional perspective, it really felt like it had its own identity and it was visiting me. And it was really interesting to notice that kind of distinction.
I would agree. I would express that that is an interesting experience and explanation of the experience that you have engaged. I would say because it is an organism. Therefore, it is something that you are choosing to participate with and activate, which is I expressed from the beginning, is the factor of whether an individual was activating that and participating with the organism, with the virus itself. In this, it can't infect you unless you choose to participate with it. But if you choose to participate with it, then you are actually engaging an organism that incorporates its own life, its own direction, and in that, how it engages with you, with your body consciousness.
And for the record, it wasn't all that terrible either.
And I would also say that that would be the experience of most people.
Yeah, certainly nothing to shut down civilization over.
Precisely.
But it, like you said, it wasn't about the virus. It was the excuse to do that.
And it actually, literally, was not the virus.
And
I would say it has been an interesting expression and interesting to observe how individuals have engaged with this through this entire mass event.
Yeah, indeed. I know you were discouraging me and others to pay attention to what would some people would term a conspiracy theory. Now, I'll just say it's not a theory if there's a conspiracy. But that aside, is this a man-made virus, or is it an organism that has evolved in what we would term organically?
Both.
So an organic version was taken and it was modified?
Yes.
Came out of both.
I would say that what I would say to you is actually it wasn't modified much. And for the most part, what you have engaged with it isn't actually a modification of the organism, and that is the reason that it isn't so deadly or so dramatically terrible, let us say. This is actually not unusual. I would say that throughout your world, the Centers for Disease Control have in their possession many viruses that can be, and some are, modified and generated into more extreme viruses than in their original forms. But I would say to you also that in that many of them, it isn't even necessary to modify, because many of them are considerably what you would say as dangerous organisms in themselves already. And in that, these Centers for Disease Control incorporate these organisms and have, for some of them, studied them and created vaccines in relation to them, or have created antidotes, in a manner of speaking, for some of them. Not all. Actually, I would say most of them, they don't actually have vaccines for or antidotes for. They simply house the organisms themselves for research purposes.
But wouldn't you say that, you know, the whole vaccine strategy to begin with is very short-sighted and not a really efficient direction, given that these viruses mutate and change and it's hard to keep up? I mean, isn't that a flawed strategy from the onset?
I would say I understand what you are expressing. I would say that developing vaccines is not entirely flawed, that there is a point to that action, because the premise with vaccines is to incorporate the individual's or the human immune system itself to enhance it, to make it stronger, and therefore generate an immunity, or to introduce certain organisms to the human body consciousness, and therefore the body consciousness becomes familiar with it, and then moves in a direction of being able to effectively and efficiently guard against it, which actually is a very creative and inventive direction, and is definitely, I would say, productive and valuable. But even with the mutations of certain organisms, once the body consciousness has become accustomed to the original form, it likely, even if you were to activate a mutation of the organism, you would likely incorporate a much less affectingness physically, because the body consciousness is already familiar with certain components of it, and therefore would not be as dramatically affected as it would be otherwise. Let me also say to you that this is the reason that so many individuals that have actually activated this particular virus didn't incorporate significant symptoms. Why? Because this particular virus is one, is a mutation. It is one in what you would term to be a family of viruses. This is the reason that it has been named COVID-19, because there are 18 other variations, which you are familiar with some of them. And in that, you have been exposed to some of them. And therefore, your bodies in mass have already adjusted in your immune systems, and therefore coming into contact with this particular mutation of the virus has not affected most people tremendously. Those individuals that have been affected tremendously or chose to disengage most of those people were already incorporating significantly depleted immune systems.
And yeah.
Natural immune systems were not capable of engaging even a weakened mutation of a virus. This virus is the same family as what you termed to be the bird virus, the SARS, which was also a pandemic, but you didn't engage it in the manner that you engaged this pandemic.
Right. Let's talk about some of the social ramifications a little bit. And I heard what you said about the vaccine, the concept of the vaccine, and I agree. But we could have a whole other conversation about maybe some of the elements that are accompanying the vaccines, like elements that are included. But I don't want to go into this today. It's too big of a it's too big of a conversation. But the but thank you. You know, one thing that was interesting for me to notice, as I live in a city, right? So there's a lot that could be noticed that was different from prior to the confinement period. And like in my neighborhood, which is, you know, just a very nice neighborhood, tons of graffiti have been popping up, and like every day I'd take walks and I notice more and more graffiti popping up in what was otherwise a relatively well-to-do, nice, upbeat neighborhood. And it was stunning to notice things like that, and just the phantom town energy, ambiance, and people wearing masks and all that. Although I wouldn't say the majority were, not here. But it was very stunning to notice that kind of social deterioration occurring.
I would say that it was, or is, an expression of, one, unrest, two, self-expression, three, defiance, four, people moving in directions of experimenting with self-directedness where they weren't previously.
You mean about the graffiti?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's true, right? It's it is self-expression, and it is also done in a capacity of defying the outside authority.
Correct.
You know, when you speak of self-directing as one of the three key points in this mass event, I've noticed the journalism that has been done and how people go along with that, and it makes me think, well, another way maybe we could describe self-directing is thinking for oneself. Isn't that part? Yes. Isn't that intrinsic to self-directing?
Yes. Yes. I definitely agree.
It's such a big part of the problem. The media. And you've called it out a few times, but without that sort of resounding hysteria promoted by the media, and people not making their own assessments and thinking for themselves, that's what gives free rein to that media to operate in such a manner and have that kind of impact. And it's just stunning to witness that.
I agree.
Which is, I guess, is why you said that statement at the end of my last session, that look to yourself for information and look to each other for cooperation. I thought that was a beautiful way to encapsulate that self-directing recommendation.
Yes, because in that, the point is to be paying attention to yourself. And that is the piece that is so tremendously unfamiliar. That is the piece that so many people don't recognize because they are not accustomed to looking to themselves.
To have that to attribute to oneself that authority to, you know, make that call, make that distinction, make that evaluation about whatever information is directed toward ourselves. You know, it's drives me crazy sometimes. It's hard to have a conversation with people who believe everything that's in the media.
And many, many, many of them do. And this is the reason that I have expressed in the direction that I have, that those of you that have information that are self-structuring, that are self-directing, and that actually understand what has been happening in relation to this mass event, I would say there are very, very few of you that don't have at least one other individual that you can talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, what I would say to you now is be grateful for those objective connections that you have in relation to being able to discuss and share with other individuals of like mind, let us say. But remember that you are interconnected, and therefore remember that although you may not be able to philosophically discuss the present situation with many, many individuals, that doesn't mean you can't talk to them.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that you can't move in the direction that I have been expressing to all of you from the onset of this forum, of being that straight little sapling, being the example by asking questions and asking how you can help.
Yeah, and I certainly do, you know, engage people throughout the day, you know, outside and in whatever capacity I'm able to. I mean, it's, and I get it, it's also not about instructing or anything, but these are stunning times, Elias.
Challenging. It's challenging because it is placing that subject of difference,
yeah,
directly in front of you very frequently and on a daily basis.
That's out of the three, out of self-directing, self-structuring, and accepting differences. I think the one that I'm more challenged with is accepting differences, right?
And I would say that that is one of the biggest pieces for many people. Hmm. I would say that especially for people that have already been moving in a direction of learning how to be self-structuring or self-directing.
Right.
People that have been giving themselves information for years about becoming more self-aware. That piece of difference is a significant challenge presently for all of you.
Although I will say that I have been finding self-structuring to be more challenging than usual because of the this diminished palette, diminished possibility. We have to make a meal with fewer ingredients, and therefore it does create a challenge, even for people who are more so used to self-structuring.
Great.
Yeah.
I agree. It is placing you in a position in which you either move in a direction in which you begin to perceive limitations.
Yep.
Yourself, or you have to engage your creativity.
Indeed. Indeed.
And either have to genuinely begin to express your creativity in manners that allow you to not be restricted, or you fall into the mass expression and you become restricted also.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's switch gears here. Enough of the virus. The shielding that you referenced, that I was doing more so before and that I can still do at times, I've noticed here a situation in my life currently where there's a particular individual that I find myself shielding significantly from at times. And the question I have is, it seems to me that the shielding energetically is operating more at the level of the heart energy center. Is that something you would validate?
Yes.
I feel that that's where the density amasses at times, and I feel like it's almost like a concave type of shape that occurs energetically in that center.
Yes, I would agree.
So that, with that awareness, that can be my cue, actually, of, oh, I'm shielding.
Can be, yes.
Yeah. And I've been working with posture intentionally because I find that posture of the physical body, because everything is interconnected, right?
That is excellent, my friend. Yes, I would very much be validating and encouraging you in that direction. That is actually quite insightful.
Because if I take a posture, a stance where the chest, where the heart energy center is not retracted, but more open and forward and outward positioned, that is all interrelated with the the emotions and the thinking and the feelings and the energy and it all, you know, we can work at it from many different, we can get started into that from many different directions, but physical posture is one that works really well, I find.
I very much agree.
It's like a chain reaction of that is affecting the whole self.
Definitely.
You made a statement, it was a couple years ago, Lila and I were at Mary's and we had sessions, and Lila had asked you about my essence animal. And in your delivery, in your answer, you made a statement that I always wanted to ask you about again. You said that I was naturally connecting with others, but less so with myself, typically. Can you elaborate on that?
I would say you are doing more of it now. This is another significant change. I would say that you have, for a considerable time framework, had a very natural compassion and interest in other people. And in that, I would say that because of that natural compassion, that natural interest, it was an easy avenue for you to focus your attention in and therefore deflect it from yourself many times.
Attention that I would not give myself, you mean?
Yes, yes. Or deflect your attention away from yourself in many situations or time framework, and be paying attention to other people instead. And in that, using that genuine interest and compassion to fuel you.
See, I would automatically think and say, well, that seems to be at odds with other things we've discussed, where I would, you know, separate myself from other people. But actually, I can see that that has been the case, and it reminds me of something you told me. Remember when I was considering going to live in New Brunswick with my mother, and when I made that choice to go, I ask you for some advice. And you said one little piece of advice that I totally went over my head. And you said, yeah, that's an interesting choice. Pay attention to yourself. Just that one little statement. And I can see that I automatically, energetically put my attention upon the other self, and that leaves me open for all sorts of problems.
Precisely. And I would congratulate you tremendously presently for identifying that and seeing it.
Which brings me to another subject that I wanted to run by you. A few years ago, I asked you what other place in Canada would resonate with me more so. And at that time, you had said Vancouver, and I totally see why. Given that, you know, the world has gone biblical in terms of disturbances, would you still give that answer at this time?
Yes.
Oh, you would? And Vancouver in particular. The small places are nice, but I would get bored too quickly, right?
I would actually agree with that, yes.
I love nature. I need nature, but I ultimately.
I would also say that Vancouver definitely incorporates nature also.
Yeah.
Isn't that you would be without that?
So, with the way things are going socially, with increasing climate change, with all of that, you would still say, yes, Vancouver is a great place for me.
Yes.
Ah. Okay. Well.
Let me say to you.
Please.
I will express to you that in relation to the other subject of climate change,
mm-hmm.
also very interesting development because before you collectively chose to engage this mass event, the situation with climate change was being considerably.
Was what considerably?
And it was becoming considerably concerning. And I would say to you that this is another piece with this mass event, that as an aside, you have been addressing to that also.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, have been generating expressions that have allowed many areas of your planet to breathe and to stop fighting with you.
I would think also that because of that example that we gave ourselves, that we can be affecting in a positive manner, and that we are able to function differently, even if it was challenging. I think it created a precedent, right, where it may motivate us to actually be more proactive in with regards to climate change.
I would agree. I would also say that we shall see, because there are many subjects presently throughout your world that are being expressed in immediate importance, and climate change is not one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, because that is one subject that, like this mass event, affects you all throughout your entire world. But it also has taken, in your terms, a backseat presently, once again. But yes, you are correct that in this time framework, you have given yourselves experiential examples of how you can function differently and how you can be affecting, and that what you couldn't even imagine previously, now you can, and you can see, has had an actual effect. And that in that, there are many places in your world that, because of the massive expression of you as a collective stopping many of the activities that were contributing to climate change. You have given yourself an actual experiential example of how different your world can be in that respect also.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Therefore, in this, there are many, many aspects of your world that have changed. And that is one also. And many, many things that are changing and have changed in relation to this mass event are not negative.
Well, it was very concerning to me in regards to civil liberties, say.
I understand, but once again, it is a matter of perception.
Isn't it?
And you are also beginning to witness that it is a matter of perception. If you allow yourself to be silenced and you allow yourself to be restricted, then you will be. If that is your perception, that you have no power, or that other structures are more powerful than you, then so they will be. And you will be the victim. But is that an absolute? No. Do you have to be? No. Are there actually different choices? Yes. Therefore, it definitely is a matter of perception. And this is another point. As I said, my friend, every subject that I have engaged with all of you throughout these years is coming into play in this mass event. I have been expressing information to all of you from the onset of this forum in relation to this shifting consciousness, and this is the first mass event that is directly associated with this shifting consciousness and its objective insertion into your reality. And in that, it has three main points or subjects that are being addressed to. But every concept that I have been expressing to all of you in all of these years is coming into the fray.
Yes, indeed, indeed. Thank you. For the remaining time, I would like to direct the subject in a different direction.
Well?
An individual reached out to me. Her name is Tammy, and she wanted to contribute to this session. And I want to thank her for doing that. And so she has an interest in what is called earthing. And I also have a strong interest in that, and which basically is just that principle of being connected, grounded to the earth by simply touching the earth with the skin, typically with your feet. And we want to discuss some of the energetic effects or health benefits of that. So upon reacquainting myself with this subject, I began to experiment again. And living in a cold country, I can't do that all year. But we had a bit of a heat wave recently, and I spent more time in the park and paying attention. And it was very interesting because as I was barefoot on the ground, on the earth, in a park, not somewhere where it's paved or insulated in another capacity, I could, now that I have developed more energetic sensitivity compared to prior years, I was very aware that it created a pull. There was like a magnetic pull. It felt like a magnet. That interaction, that point of interaction between my body and the earth. And yeah, I don't know if you want to say anything just to get us started in relation to that interaction between the physical body and the physical body that is not insulated and the physical earth.
And I would agree with you. I would also acknowledge and congratulate you that you allowed yourself to be aware of that you were paying attention. And I would say that is a very natural action. And it isn't simply what you think of as gravity. It is a connection between yourselves and the planet itself. This actually occurs in relation to everything that is, let us say, on your planet, but not a part of it. Therefore, all animals, all humans, all expressions of consciousness that are on your planet but are not actually a part of the planet itself. There is a natural connection with everything that is on your planet. Now, it varies in degrees in relation to the things on your planet, meaning those things that are living, and I don't include any type of vegetation because they are a part of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
But anything else that resides on your planet but aren't a part of the planet itself, there are certain things on your planet that are more connected in a manner of speaking. Their connection is more powerful and it is more obvious, which that would be in relation to living things on your planet. Now, as I said, everything that is on your planet has a type of magnetic connection because everything is made of links of consciousness. Regardless of whether it is man-made or not, it doesn't actually matter. Everything is made up of projections of you and of links of consciousness. And therefore, everything has some amount of connection to the planet, which is also the reason that everything affects it. Therefore, there are many, many, many expressions that, or things that are man-made that can affect the planet in a positive manner, and there are many, many things that can affect the planet in a negative manner. Because the planet itself is connected to everything that is in contact with it. Because it does have a type of magnetic pull to everything that incorporates contact with it.
And can we say that that magnetic pull, it absorbs energy?
Yes.
So it's the planet is constantly absorbing our energy.
Yes.
Which for us, it constitutes a release of energy.
Correct. But it also generates a circle. It isn't simply one way. It doesn't simply move in one direction. It is a circle of energy. And in that, yes. It does have a magnetic pull that you release and it absorbs, but it also has an electric expression, which is an output of energy through itself, which is, in the most obvious manners, demonstrated in relation to, let us say, the vegetation.
The vegetation is an electrical expression?
Yes, because it outputs.
Oh, yes, it grows out of the earth.
Not only that, but it outputs oxygen.
Oh, right, right.
And it outputs different gases and chemicals that are beneficial to everything that comes in contact with the planet.
And this action that we call earthing, for us humans, the health benefits that are associated with that, those health benefits, they come from that action of, like, we release the energy into the earth, and that's what is the promoting of the health effects for the body?
Releasing energy naturally into the earth, yes, does promote a health activity for the physical body consciousness, because what that does is the earth naturally absorbs that energy and then cycles it up and out back to you in a manner of speaking, a cleansed form.
It transforms that energy that we then re-engage in a different form.
Correct. Therefore, it is a circle.
Amazing.
And that constant circle is putting that interplay between yourselves and your Earth in motion. This is also the reason that I have, and many, many, many other sources do, express to individuals in some exercises in relation to releasing energy and relaxing to be placing their feet on the ground and be in that position, and then moving their energy down through their feet into the ground. Because that does, it pulls the unwanted energy out of the body consciousness. It pulls it down into the earth, and then the earth itself, the planet itself, generates that circle and pulls that energy, uses it, and then reconfigures it and pushes it out to then be reabsorbed by you in a beneficial and healthy capacity. This is also that people are so drawn to woods,
mm-hmm.
the oceans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because these are places on your planet that have tremendous volume of that energy.
The one that is being outputted back, right?
And you will notice when you are in either of those places that they have a very similar effect.
Mm-hmm.
The effect is very calming, settling, and grounding.
One question that Tammy has is that it seems to her that touching a rooted tree with the feet or hands is actually more powerful or conductive than touching the ground. Is that something you would corroborate?
The reason that she has that experience,
because
by touching the tree, what you are doing is you are incorporating both actions at the same time.
Oh, it's like you're in that circle is operating instantaneously?
Correct.
Ah.
Correct.
Interesting.
That she has that experience. It isn't necessarily what she was initially thinking, but it is definitely a very valid and real experience. But the reason that she experiences that powerful energy is that there is no time lapse. She is actually engaging source in which she is in the source of the circle, which is happening simultaneously. Yes.
Oh, that's so interesting. And how would you qualify the differences between grounding with our feet directly on the earth versus using mats indoors that are grounded through the house electrical system? You know, which are, you know, apparently very, I haven't experimented with those myself, but it would be very convenient for a country like Canada where, you know, it's cold a lot of the year and we wouldn't be barefoot on the earth.
What I would say is that with any of these, and it doesn't have to be something specifically in your terms that has been grounded per se, that may simply be for you as people a focal use it as a focal point,
but you know, very very real tangible effects are being measured with these devices
nicely, which I am not discounting whatsoever. What I am saying is the reason that it is measurable is because people then use that as a focal point. Therefore, they are more focused, and therefore they can be engaging in a very similar manner as if they were outside and engaging the ground with their bare feet. What I would say to you in this is otherwise it simply incorporates more time. You are always generating that circle, whether you are aware of it or not. You may not be doing it entirely efficiently in not being aware of it, and you definitely incorporate longer time frameworks to be engaging the entire circle, but would say that in your home, you definitely are engaging that same circle. It simply is engaging a longer time framework because you are filtering the energy through more layers. But you can bypass that with or without certain mats. You can bypass that by how focused you are.
By being intentional about it, we can achieve the same effect?
Very much so, yes. Now, what I would say to you in that is that, let us say you are standing or you are sitting with your feet on the floor of your house. Now, in that, if you, at the very least, once or twice, give yourself the opportunity to stop and engage a visualization of the actual physical foundation of your house and visualizing down through your floor, down through the foundation of your house, and down to the actual ground. If you engage visualization such as this, once or twice is plenty.
You mean in a day?
No. In general, only once or twice is all you ever have to engage that type of a visualization. The reason I say perhaps twice is because it is a matter of you establishing that connection of energy through those layers.
I see.
Through the layer of your floor and your foundation of your house down to the actual ground. And you might not actually make that solid connection the first time you visualize that. Therefore, you might have to do it twice. But in that, I'm not saying per day. I'm saying ever.
I get it. It you establish it, and then it's there.
Correct. Then every time you intentionally place your feet on the floor, whether you are standing or sitting, once you place your feet on the floor, now it is energetically as if you have bore a hole through all those layers directly down to the ground.
But I guess that if we do have access to the earth itself, nothing will beat that, right?
It is faster.
I have one more question with Tammy. I'm just going to ask it now just to be sure we have time. Tammy has a genetic issue with an ankle that up until now was fixable with surgery. And she's wondering if the regenerative qualities of grounding, earthing, if they're strong enough to repair her knee given sufficient time and exposure through that method, basically.
it possible? Yes. I would say based on present beliefs and energy and situations, it would likely incorporate a considerable time framework, but it is possible. I would say that it is more likely that she would be altering the manifestation and healing that or returning it to its natural state if she is engaging the aid of other individuals with her, combining energy, that would definitely speed the process.
Involve individuals in what capacity?
In a cooperative action and or in relation to engaging healers with healing energy. It is much easier to engage these types of actions given the strength of the beliefs that are moving in opposition to regeneration.
Okay.
If you are engaging with other people to help you because it increases the energy input.
So you're not...
The subject of regeneration is not as simple as people think.
Mm.
You are continuously on a daily basis reinforcing degeneration without even being aware of it.
Mm-hmm. So the
encouraging the body consciousness to stop regenerating and to even be degenerating on a daily basis. Every time you think about age, every time you express something age appropriate, every time you make age distinctions, every time you move in directions of you can't do something as well as you could when you were an adolescent or in your 20s. There are so many expressions that you engage on a daily basis that are constantly reinforcing, stopping the regeneration process, which is natural in your body consciousness, and even moving in the direction of encouraging degeneration with the body consciousness, and you aren't even aware of how often you do that.
So by involving other people, and you were not saying that in the capacity of surgery necessarily, but to...
No, not necessarily. But involving other people, not isolating yourself, not attempting to do everything on your own,
mm-hmm.
but accepting the aid of other people, being able to receive,
yeah,
is definitely reinforcing and helpful in boosting your own energy and in likely creating more success in what you want to accomplish. Also, Another very significant point is if you are targeting a particular area of the body consciousness, you will incorporate, and this is definite, more time, and it will be more difficult to actually achieve what you want to accomplish. If you are concentrating on the whole body consciousness, you will move much more quickly and be much more successful in whatever you are actually attempting to change or heal, because everything in the body consciousness is interconnected, and therefore it is a matter of addressing to the body as a whole, not in pieces.
Wow, thank you. Yes, I know a thing or two about proceeding in isolation and the disasters it brings about. Well, we're done. I had some crunchy stuff for us more on this, but I guess it'll be for another time. Maybe a quick little question. The Egyptian statues of ancient Egypt and the Pharaoh statues, almost all of them there are depicted barefoot. Is that partially, or is that mainly because they were aware of that connection and that cycle that you spoke of?
Yes.
And that they would value that, and therefore they depicted themselves, you know, without shoes of any kind.
Yes.
Ah. And they were often depicted with the left foot forward. I heard an individual suggest that this is because that posture, you know, the left side of the body is regulated by the right hemisphere of the brain. That individual was suggesting that that stance, that posture, it depicts, it's something that stimulates the right side of the brain.
It is more intuitive.
Ah. It's a receptive disposition. Okay, I don't want to end it here because Mary requested we don't go over time. So thank you so much, Elisa. It's always extremely enjoyable to discuss with you. And maybe next time we can also talk about my podcast project.
Excellent.
It's moving. Bye. It's coming along.
Excellent. I shall greatly be anticipating that, my friend. I am tremendously encouraging you, and I also express exceptional acknowledgement for what you have been accomplishing. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you.
Tremendous love to you and anticipation of our next meeting. Au revoir.
Au revoir.